Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to a new week. Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
And let's get going because we got a heavy hitter to start it. I mean, the most famous person to ever come on the show, right?
Oh,
Dolly? Mm-hmm. Most famous person ever?
No yeah. doubt.
Right? I mean, who else? Garth, but Dolly still more famous.
Like legendary status.
Yeah, we've just missed the booking on Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
So, here we go. If you're up early... good for you. Here is the great Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Dolly, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have your book right here. And
we were talking
about the book, but we were talking about the album that came out with the book last week. So this and you hosting the ACMs. See, everybody gives you credit for being really smart, and I think they should because you've packaged all this together. You can do all this press at one time. And you're knocking it all out. This is amazing. So let's talk about the book first that came out today, Run, Rose, Run, because you wrote this with James Patterson. How do you guys become friends? How do you guys get in touch with each other?
Well, actually, he called me. He was interested in writing a book with me. I don't know why, but he was. I guess he had written a couple of things with different celebrities or different popular people. And so he called and asked if I would be interested in writing a book with him. I said, well, that depends. I was shocked that he called to start with. I thought, why does he need me? He's doing okay on his own. But I said I would be interested if it was really something I could really take part in and really be, you know, able to really contribute to it. So I said, why don't you come to Nashville and we'll talk. And so he flew down and we got together and he told me that he'd like to write something about Nashville. And I thought, well, that's certainly something I know about. So it really worked out really well, and we just really clicked. I liked him a lot. I thought, well, we'll be able to work together because it's very important when you have to do a project that you like the people you're having to spend that much time with. But he's really a great guy, and we just got along great. We both were able to contribute a lot to each other, and me being in country music all my life and in Nashville for 57 years, I thought I knew a little bit about it.
James Patterson is so successful in his line of work. Obviously, you are in yours. But is there ever anyone or has there been anyone in the last 10, 15 years that you've met and you've been starstruck by?
Well, I'm starstruck by anybody that does really good work and tries to make a difference in the world. And that was one of the things I loved about James. He's really interested in, like, making the world a better place, as I am. And he, you know, he's very big on charity work for children and all that. So we really clicked on many ways. But I'm always impressed with people that do good things. So I can't just necessarily name a bunch of people. But I think it's all great when anybody steps up to try to do better.
The ACM Awards are tonight on Amazon Prime Video and you're hosting. And I guess it goes to, again, you've done so many really cool things. Do you get nervous to perform ever anymore?
Well, you always get nervous because you want it to go well. You hope you don't mess up too bad. But that's what they call those butterflies. I don't think you ever outgrow that. I don't think you should, because that's also part of the excitement. But, yeah, I'm always hoping to do good and hoping I, you know, don't disappoint anybody. But just as soon as that light hits me, I'm off and running then. It's too late now. So I always look forward to it. I love the crowd. I love doing that. I've been doing television all my life. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, really.
You know, I was just looking at some of the stuff over the past, since the last time we've spoken, which was the baking line with Duncan Hines, the ice cream, you know, the book that's out today, the music last that came out last Friday. And, you know, there's so much that you're involved in. Do you have a person that you trust where you sit and you go, okay, let's decide what massive project we're going to take on next? Because I'm sure people are throwing ideas at you all the time.
Al, they do. I have been blessed to be surrounded with wonderful people. And, of course, in the marketing and management, Danny Nozell and his crew have done a wonderful job working all that out. You got to have great press, and Danny's always putting together a great group. And of course, it depends on what all you're working with. That's what we do here in Nashville. Same with my people in East Tennessee with Dollywood and the management there. You know, I am so blessed to have all these smart, wonderful people to help me out with all that. Of course, I'm the creative force, but they have to get out and do all the hard work and make all these wonderful things happen.
Do you have a favorite song to sing live now? And has that changed over the years where you have an affinity for a different song as you know, different years go by?
Well, it happens almost not just in years, but almost in days or nights. Because sometimes if there's a certain thing going on that I relate to a certain song about, like, for instance, Coat of Many Colors, I sing all the time. But when my mother passed away, it was just so hard for several months for me to be able to sing that song without actually really breaking down to where I couldn't even finish the song or even that little set, you know, about family. But now, you know, I sing it and it takes on a different feel than it did when Mama was living. It's more of a precious memory kind of thing now. But sometimes, you know, it depends on the mood I'm in. Some nights I love singing I Will Always Love You Best. I always love singing that one because every singer loves to have a song that where you can really sing low and let the dynamics, you know, where you can go up and down and then really let it go at the end. So I always enjoy that one. But I enjoy singing the songs that the audience responds to the most. Like when I start into 9 to 5, the crowd just goes crazy, start clapping even before when they start hearing the, you know, just the rhythm of the song. So it just depends on the night. But I'm thankful that all of them are received so well.
Two questions for you, and we'll wrap here, but there was a story about Keith Urban being your dream duet partner. Are you guys actually working on that now? Because once that becomes a story, I think Keith probably reaches out. Like, is that a thing?
Well, actually, I did a duet with him many, many years ago with him, but I would love to actually have something else with him because I think our voices fit. I've always loved him to death. He just feels like a member of my family. He reminds me so much of my brothers, Randy and Floyd, who I used to sing with all the time. So I would love to do something else with Keith and have a real single and have a big hit. But he's got, you know, he's got so many people running after him. But anyhow, someday that'll happen again, I hope. Because he's so talented. I love him.
Final question is, after you do a performance of any kind, does someone then grab your clothes and go, okay, we have to save this because this will we will donate it or we will put it on display? Like every single thing you wear, is that a thing?
Well, actually, everything I wear, if I really love it, I'll wear that again, especially if I'm on tour. And after a few weeks, somebody asked me if I only wear clothes once. No, there are some things I only wear once, like if it's a really big event, and then we put that in the museum. But that's rare, because usually I'll wear things different times until I'm finished with that. Sometimes we even remake them. Like if they're a long gown, we might shorten it, and then I'll wear it like that for a while. And then if it's done so many important things, it goes in the museum, or we auction it off at some charity event.
You guys can go to shop.dollyparton.com, get Run, Rose, Run. The music came out last Friday. And then also tonight on Amazon Prime Video, Dolly is hosting the ACMs. Dolly, thank you. Yeah. Great to see you, and hopefully I will see you soon. Good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think Dolly really needed me to say good luck because she...
Probably.
This is the last thing she needed was me to wish her luck. I'm an idiot. Hey, Dolly, good luck at doing something you're great at, and you'll be great at, and okay. All right, Dolly Parton, great to have her on, and there you go. Okay, let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having my wedding on April Fool's Day, which is a Friday this year. While it was not intentional, I thought it would be a good idea to pull some fun, innocent pranks on my guests. So far, I will be having a male friend walk down the aisle before me when they expect me to. I was also thinking getting someone in on it to yell, "I object," or even going as
That's funny.
Or even going as far to pretend to call off the wedding.
Oh my.
Come on.
Do you think this is a good idea that people would find funny? If you think this is too far, what are some pranks we can use for our wedding day since we're getting married on April Fool's Day? Thank you so much. You all brighten my mornings. From Ashley. Ashley, it is your wedding day. If you want to do this, go.
Yeah,
go
like
for
if
it.
If that's the vibe, yes. Like the temperature of your relationship, and you think it'll be okay, then yes, go
yeah.
for it.
It's
this
your
is
wedding.
The bride talking.
Yes. Yeah. If it was the husband, I would go. You need to go check with the bride because totally. I got a feeling she ain't gonna like it.
Yeah, but he might not like it either. Like
he's cool. Yeah,
it's all right.
We're just playing the odds here.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, make sure that mutually you guys understand you're doing pranks. But again. It's your wedding. It's your day. You get to do whatever you want. And if you want to do pranks and that's what your relationship is, you know, you guys have fun, do a few pranks. I think all fuddy-duddies would go, no, you should be serious at your wedding. We ain't no fuddy-duddies on this show.
That's right.
So, Ashley, that wedding is your domain that you get to control. You are the emperor for a day, empress for a day. And if you want to do pranks, do them. Please let us know how it went.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would love to see the I object... Or I would love to see you guys call it off. The problem with calling it off and have it, you have to be great actors. If you're going to like fight up there, you got to be great actors.
Or she could just like right at the right moment, she just runs away.
I think people
second
would
end bad. She could fall. It could get dramatic. Other people, I don't know. I feel like having someone in the crowd, if like the pastor or whomever says, "Is there anybody that objects to this marriage?" Like having someone simply be like, "I,"
yeah,
that's just easier.
Be like, "I," yeah, and don't have them be overly dramatic yeah. because they'll know it's acting. Now I'm into it and I want to go to this wedding. So go for it. Your wedding, your rules. Have
Maybe,
fun.
Something like you could have the caterer, like when the food is about to be served, come out and be like, "I don't know, something happened and." There's no food or...
The caterer does a speech?
What?
No, I don't know who you get in on it. So maybe they're not the only ones
Amy's
having
like, I don't
do.
Know what happened. The groom died.
Oh,
what?
They should make a fake cake.
It's like just
cake.
Not funny. It's over like the top.
If they have a fake cake, like a little one they just bake on their own and maybe act like that's their cake because cakes are expensive and they should have it fall. Guests would be
that's
like,
that's
bad.
Funny.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
But, knock it over.
But that's what I was thinking, like something with the caterers or the food that like get you're pranking the guests.
Yeah.
On that
yeah,
part.
We're up for it. We're into it.
We're here.
Let it happen. We wouldn't do that with ours, but let it happen. That's pretty cool though. I like that. Ashley, thank you for the email. All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's Read Across America Week, and we love a good book here, and Lunchbox loves a good book, so we went around town, stopping by random businesses to read them classic children's books. They didn't ask him to, right? Lunchbox, no one reached out to you to do
this. Oh, no, 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 no. I always see, oh, let's go to the school and read to the kids. But what about people in the real world? They want to hear a book, too. No one thinks about them. They're working hard. Encourage them to read a book.
What about the mechanic?
Yeah, what about
in the garage?
Exactly.
Or the cubicle, the person doing a little business in the cubicle.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, here is Lunchbox reading to people at the post office that did not ask for him to read to them. Here we go.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
It's called Mr. Brown Can Moo. Can you? Moo! He can sound like a bee. Mr. Brown can buzz. How about you? Can you go buzz, buzz?
Buzz, buzz,
buzz. He can sound like an owl. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Mr. Brown can do it. How about you?
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Wait, I thought it was who.
Oh, who?
Who? Was an owl?
Yeah, how about a little bit more effort?
Who?
Oh, come on, better than that. Come on. I'll do it, and then you do it. Moo, moo.
Buzz. Wait, buzz, buzz.
Pop, pop. Then you do this one.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hoo, hoo.
Dibble, dibble, dot.
And that is that. Yay! Thank you. Read Across America, guys. Have a great day.
I'm not sure what's happening there.
Wow. Okay.
They didn't sound very smart.
I was thinking a little tipsy. I don't know.
Also, were they in line?
No, no. Those are the workers.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Were they like, what are you doing? Why are you coming here?
They looked at me like a little strange, but they still had their masks on, but you could see the smile with their eyes, and you could tell they were enjoying it.
I was going to call the cops. Some guy making them go boom, pop, pop.
Buzz, brrr. Buzz.
Here is, let's do the pawn shop. Here's Lunchbox reading to some guys, and they're just working at a pawn shop?
Yeah, they're just working at the pawn shop, working at the front desk.
What do they look like? Because I picture the guy from Pawn Stars.
Chum Lee?
I mean, one did look like Chum Lee, and then one guy had a big beard.
Hey, those guys don't mess around, man.
Here is Lunchbox reading to some guys at a pawn shop.
You guys ready?
No. Go for it.
Everyone poops. Grown-ups poop. Children poop, too. Wait, wait. Story's not over. Story's not over. Come back. Okay. Wait, 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 wait. The story's still going.
Oh, this is
children poop, too. While some children poop on the potty, others poop in their diapers. Some people poop in special places. Fish poop. Birds poop. But just remember, everybody poops. Have a great day.
Yeah,
that one made me cringe a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not here for that one.
Is the librarian one funny? Because I feel like he goes to a library and reads to a librarian. But doesn't she just like applaud you and be like, that's good?
I mean, let's just say that a librarian, you're supposed to be quiet in the library.
Oh, okay. Here's the last one. Go ahead.
She got that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We are reading Boom. Watch out, pirates. Fire the cannon. Boom. Buckle up. You are zooming into space. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
Thank
you. Yay.
I love your enthusiasm, but could we keep it a little bit lower, please?
Oh, sorry. It was just an exciting part of the book. It was like, you know, when you go boom, you were firing the cannons. You got to go boom. Yeah, we're just celebrating Read Across America. Thank you.
You can keep it a little quieter there, a loud 40-year-old, loud adult man. Okay, well, I think here we've talked about it. I hope everybody gets a book and reads a little bit. Reading Across America Week. Lunchbox, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So in Idaho Falls, there are two schools that are rivals. Skyline High School and Idaho Falls High School. They went head-to-head competing to see which school could raise more money in canned goods for a nonprofit food bank in their town. They call it the Super Bowl, but soup spelled like, you know, the soup you eat. It's been going on every year for nearly two decades. And so for the month of January and part of February, students from both schools collected money in canned goods. This year, Skyline collected 22,000 and 60,000 cans. And Idaho Falls High collected 11,000 and 53,000 cans. So Skyline High appeared to win, but together it's like the biggest year they've ever had. So they're calling it a draw. That ain't a draw.
Somebody won.
Yeah, the first school won, but they both did good. And so I mean, think about that. They raise so much money and there's so much food that people are going to be able to have in that town. So I wanted to come on and shout them both out. They could be listening. Skyline High School and Idaho High, you guys are awesome. And Skyline was the clear winner.
So congratulations.
So congratulations, but you both did good. Okay? You can play your heart out and lose and still be proud of it.
But it's all for good. It's
absolutely.
Still a competition.
It's still they're rivals.
Okay.
Next year, maybe Idaho Falls comes back.
Yeah.
Beats them. Pulling for the underdog next year. Great story. Both schools, you should be very, very, very proud. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Think back. There was a call we had on the show where a woman goes, hey, I caught my next door neighbor cheating. And we were like, stay out of that. You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll play you a clip of the call. It's like 45 seconds. And it's a real situation, but there's an update and I need to reset it before I give you the update. Okay. So here is Cassandra, who called into the show talking about the situation.
So long story short, I caught my across the store neighbor cheating, actually, on his wife twice, actually. I now see his wife everywhere. And the first time I caught him, he actually confronted me and asked if we had an issue. And I was like, look, dude, not my issue, like not my circus, not my monkeys, not my problem. And then his wife, like I see her everywhere. It's just weird. She even made an appointment at my job, which could be a coincidence.
Is it normal she would make an appointment with you?
Maybe. I mean, I work at an eye doctor. Just have one thing. If I end up on a Dateline episode, mm-hmm. y'all better watch it.
That was the situation. Neighbor's cheating. Does she tell? She sees the wife everywhere. She sees the neighbor in a car with a different girl. We were like, no. Not your circus, not your monkeys.
My favorite mm-hmm. saying from a caller lately.
Well, I'd like to read you guys an email we got after that.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Bobby Bones Show. I was listening to your podcast the other day, and I heard a caller call in about her neighbor cheating on his wife. She stated that she sees the wife often and that the wife even made an appointment at the place she worked, which is an eye doctor. Crazy thing, I recently had an eye doctor appointment at the place my neighbor works. Could that caller have been my neighbor? Could she be talking about seeing my husband with another woman?
Oh, my.
What do I do? Do I ask her?
What?
The caller seemed like she didn't want to be involved. I don't want to start problems for her, but I have to know. Any and all advice is appreciated. Sincerely, Monkey in the Circus.
Wow.
And they really wanted to be anonymous.
There's a detail here.
Yeah.
Is it the neighbor across the street? Because that's important. Not the next door neighbor.
We don't know. We don't know.
No, but first caller said it was my neighbor across the street.
And then also
you mean to tell this email
yes.
here.
Yes.
Okay.
The caller saying something in the conversation. Didn't it come up that it was like he had a red work truck?
That's right. Because it was in the red work truck.
This wow, you guys correct. Remember some good stuff here.
I mean, I don't know, but I think that there's a lot of people in the world that work at the eye doctor uh-huh. that maybe you could book an appointment, but I don't know if it's you.
This is what I'll say, because the two other facts are across the street.
Yes.
So if you're listening, she's probably listening to this. If it's across the street neighbor and there is some sort of red work truck involved, then it's probably you.
Okay.
But then what if it's not? And then like this whole thing, and then a Dateline thing goes down.
But still, if it's a red work truck and across the street,
I know.
I think you
cool.
asked the question.
But if it is, what do they do? What does this person
yeah.
do?
I think she probably starts paying a little more attention to her husband. Okay. I don't think it's anything to go at this lady at all, because she's not doing anything. I think it's you now have enough of a reason to start watching your husband a little closer. But I don't think you go to Cassandra. So if you're a listening emailer and you could be the one being cheated on, don't kill Cassandra.
No, just breathe.
Please.
Yeah, I don't want to be the reason somebody gets murdered. Yeah, it's not her fault. She's not doing it.
Wow.
I would just pay more attention to your husband. But how about that?
Doesn't amazing.
Or not.
Creepy.
Or, yeah.
All the above.
Just don't kill Cassandra.
Please.
Please. Okay, we're good here?
Yeah.
All right. All right, final batch of theme songs that have been written by listeners for this show. I said, hey, write us a 30-second theme song. I'll pay somebody $500 of my own money. So this is the last week. We have three. We're going to move one, maybe two of these into the semifinals. This is Angie K. She writes, me and my buddy Chris made the winning theme song right here. Been listening to the Bobby Bones Show since y'all started.
It's Bobby Bones in the morning, and I'm feeling like I'm one of the crew. And from the morning, Cody, would it tell me something good? And he listens like the best friend that you never had. Lunchbox is yelling, and he's wondering why he gets so mad when Ray Morgan and Abby come out from behind the glass. Waking up so early ain't so bad. With Bobby Bones in the morning, I turn it up and get me ready to go. I'm talking Bones in the morning. Hey, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
That is so
amazing.
Good.
Holy crap.
What in
like,
the world?
Amazing.
She's the best.
Wow, that's really good. I mean, there are two more. How do we play that?
I don't even know.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
That's really good, Angie K.
Wow.
Really
and
good.
Chris.
Yeah, but she sent it in. But yeah,
her buddy made. Chris.
That's really good. Okay. And she's really good. Okay, here is R&D. That's all they call themselves, R&D. And they wrote, here's our submission to be put into the running of the theme songs. Love this show. Boy, I wish I'd have put that one last, huh? Is that good? Are the other ones good, too?
It's okay. Just
all right, here we go. Here's number two.
Wake up in the morning. And then you turn the radio on and the dial just keeps on turning. Then you hear Eddie and me Lunchbox, Morgan too. Scoop Steve Red Abbott trying to put you through. Mike D's writing this week's next bit. And Bobby's on the mic, so you know what this is. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's really good, too.
I mean.
And they mentioned Mike D, which who's such a big part of this show. And some people never mention him. And I always feel bad. Because, yeah, he didn't talk a whole lot, but he's so important to the show. That's really good, too. The vibe's definitely different.
It's good.
That's good, too. Dang. All right. Here's our final one for today. This is Katie. She says, morning, studio. I absolutely love hearing some of the song entries for the BBS theme song. I'm not fancy, so it'd probably need to be sung by Abby or Lunchbox. Thanks for giving us listeners a fun opportunity. Hope this song makes all of you smile. Katie K in Minot, North Dakota.
It's morning, time to wake up, turn the radio on, and jam out with the Beat Team crew to your favorite songs and bonehead stories or the morning corny. You know we got games galore. Oh. Easy trivia, people gonna get ya. Feeling, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Hey! Bobby Bones Show. Hey, y'all. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
That's actually really good.
Yes.
She didn't have the production capabilities or resources the other people had, but that was really good. And then mm-hmm. she did some little skibbity bop boop dop dop.
Ooh, I feel so good.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that.
Man, that's good. This is what I would say. Because all three, I mean, I would say that those three are better than most of the ones from the early weeks because it just got better each week. But we can't move all three through. I think we'd probably move the first two through.
I agree.
We can move the first two through. Do you guys feel good on that?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they're both so good. So we'll have six. And then next week we'll go through those and cut it down to three and then to one. Okay, so we're going to move Angie K and R&D through. Play Angie K again one more time. And then from the end of this, we'll just go into the song. Let's see if there's how this feels.
It's Bobby Bones in the morning, and I'm feeling like I'm one of the crew. And from the morning, Cody, would it tell me something good? And he listens like the best friend that you never had. Lunchbox is yelling, and he's wondering why he gets so mad when Ray Morgan and Abby come out from behind the glass. Waking up so early ain't so bad. With Bobby Bones in the morning, turn it up and get me ready to go. I'm talking Bones in the morning. Hey, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
Good. Wow. All right, there you go. All right, here's the voicemail we got from Crystal.
I right now have strep throat, and I sound ridiculous. This is not my normal tone. I teach, so I have to speak all day long, and it's not fun. So I was wondering, Bobby, or any of you guys, what do you literally do when you get strep throat or when you get something respiratory where you sound stupid? How do you guys avoid it? Is there something I'm missing that I could be taking that helps me get better quicker?
No, there isn't. I mean, you treat the symptom like you read on the internet or what the doctor says. What I do most of the time is suck it up, because a lot depends on me. If my voice is completely blown from an allergy attack, some days you just got to go, I'm going to take a couple days off, because I will get better in that couple days rather than being sick for seven and being 25% for seven. I'd rather be 0% for two and bounce back. It's knowing your limitations and knowing how you can get back to full speed the fastest. Sometimes you just get sick. You guys know, I think at this point, if I ever go, hey, I'm sick and I'm not coming in, I don't know, an inch from death?
Yeah, probably.
Send the priest over?
Yeah. Close.
And I'm probably going to get through it, but send him over because it's bad.
And just some encouragement for her. I don't think she sounds that bad.
She doesn't sound bad.
But I know it sounds weird to her because it's not normal for her, but you sound great.
Yeah, so just hang in there.
Yeah.
Unless you're contagious, then don't hang in there. Some days you're just sick. And on this show, if somebody gets sick and they don't feel well, I don't come in. And you guys know that. I feel like I have to push so this thing can stay on. Although we're about to get to the point where I'm just going to be like, Amy, host the show for the day, because I don't care.
A bunch of cornies all day?
Hey, I do more than cornies.
I know, I'm kidding with you.
And not that I don't care, but I mean, I don't care that I have to be the one here. I think Amy can probably run this beast as well. Just know if you're sick, you're sick. Take time off if you need time off so you can bounce back and get back to 100% quicker. That's my advice there. Speaking of cornies, here is another voicemail.
Hi, Bobby. My son wanted to give you a morning corny.
Why did the girl put on lipstick during the test? The teacher was giving a makeup exam. Bye.
Get it?
Yeah, get
cool.
It.
All right.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, a national study was recently done that examined the current state of men's health. And one thing they discovered is that over half of men, 55% surveyed, said they're okay with the dad bod.
Okay, they're okay with it. Not that they would prefer it. I'm okay with my body, but I would prefer to be in better shape. You know, okay. And I think when people go, I prefer the dad bod, that's where I start to go, do you?
No one prefers a dad bod.
Well, why not?
Here's why. Because if you could still dedicate your time and energy to your kids and your family and also be ripped,
right,
that's what everyone would prefer, to be extremely healthy. But where the preference comes in is, well, he can either go to the gym or be with the kids or work or be with the wife. And so that's where the word preference happens. But I think if you could, you prefer... I prefer to be ripped and have time to balance life.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's good that men are okay with it, because I just want to use this opportunity to say all bodies are good bodies.
Yeah, great. They all work. But I'm saying, I always think these stories are full of crap, and it's like, women prefer a dad bod. No, they like a guy who will be present with the kids, a good dad. And it turns out most of the time that coincides with a dad bod, because you don't have time to do all that and go to the gym for 4 hours.
Eddie's wife like his body.
She says she prefers my dad bod. But yeah. Look, I think you're both right, though. Like, if I could snap my finger right now and have a, like, a bad A,
like
a Bobby bod,
yeah,
I'd take it. But the reality is I don't, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, see? We're okay with it. And everyone should
be.
I don't even
have a Bobby bod, whatever that is.
Embrace your body.
Okay.
So I have some facts that we learned as kids that just aren't true. And actually, some of them that I read through, because this was put up on Reddit, I was like, oh, I still believed this. So cracking your fingers gives you arthritis.
Until recently, I believed that, but it doesn't.
I kind of still believe it. Mm. I don't want to let that
one go. It can't be good. Like, it may not give you arthritis, but it can't be good.
That blood is blue before it touches air? I thought that was fact.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I think it's slightly more purple, right? Like purple to red?
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe.
Okay. That if you touch a baby duck, its mother will reject it.
I also heard if you touch a runner going before he touches home plate, he's out. But you can touch a runner.
What?
But no one will touch the guy when he rounds third. Don't touch him yet until he hits home plate. And then you, Okay, not a lot of sports. I don't know if people play sports here.
What are you talking about? Did you know when bears go hibernate? I thought they were asleep that entire time.
They wake up to pee or what?
Well, they just take really, really long naps here and there, but it's not a mega 3-month long nap. And I thought it was.
So it's like a weekend nap. When you have a weekend free and you just nap
it's
on
it. It's just like they don't really eat then. They just sleep a lot, but like they're not just sitting there asleep that entire time, I guess. And then also that we wouldn't have calculators in our pockets because that definitely didn't end up happening. We were told that as kids, like, you got to figure this out. You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket. And now we have iPhones. So we do have calculators in our pocket. And then that turning on the light in the car is illegal. I guess some parents told their kids that.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to start actually using that because I think it'll work. I have some things you never knew about George Strait, in case you're a big fan like me. He served in the U.S. Army and then he was honorably discharged in 1975. So he served for like 4 years. I thought his first movie role was Pure Country, but actually wasn't. He was in a terrorist action film in 1982 called The Soldier.
What?
Yeah. What was he? The terrorist cowboy?
It doesn't have great ratings on IMDb, but in case you want to check it out, something to watch. And then he grew up mostly with his dad. His mom left them at a young age, and his dad was a farmer, so he didn't grow up listening to a lot of music, mostly news and farm reports. It wasn't until he was a teenager that he took an interest first in rock and then went over to country.
All right.
Yeah.
News and farm reports. It's a heck of a day.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this kid named Ivor was riding his bike to school when he was hit by a car, and he was scraped up, a little banged up, but his bike was totally totaled. And when Round Rock ISD police followed up and saw, oh, wow, now he no longer has a bike to ride to school. They went above and beyond, went to the bike store, got him a new bike, a helmet, all with, like, their own money and then pledges officers at Round Rock ISD.
The cops used their own money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's cool.
Like, so just
They didn't go back
to
the evidence and steal a bike.
That happens sometimes, that. At least on shows I see. I'm watching The Americans right now, and one FBI agent went to the closet or whatever and recovered some diamonds and was able to use it for something he needed.
In Ozark, there's someone who they bust back in the evidence taking drugs.
Oh.
They were stealing drugs. But they didn't do that here at all. And we've completely spiraled away from this story. But this is a great story where the Round Rock ISD cops ended up buying this kid a bike.
It was like $1,000 bike. Oh, this is what happened. So the police officers took their own money to do it, but then the bike store, Trek Bike Palmer, they donated $1,000 bike and then a helmet and all the things.
So that's awesome.
There's like a multiple Tell Me Something Good here.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.